From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Four states are holding primaries today: Vermont, Florida, Oklahoma, and Arizona. In Florida, NPR's Greg Allen reports the voting will determine which Democrat faces incumbent Republican Governor Rick Scott in the November election.
Florida's former Senate Minority Leader Nan Rich is vying with former Governor Charlie Crist for the Democratic nomination. Crist was a Republican when he served as governor. 4 years ago, he ran for the U.S. Senate, first as a Republican and then as an independent, losing to Republican Marco Rubio. Afterwards, Crist campaigned for President Obama's reelection and changed his registration to Democrat. Rich calls herself the only real Democrat in the race. Even though he's new to the party, Crist is a favorite to win the Democratic nomination and face incumbent Governor Rick Scott in November. Scott's already spent an estimated $20 million on campaign ads, much of it attacking his expected opponent, Crist. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Two news organizations have filed a federal lawsuit accusing Oklahoma prison officials of violating the First Amendment during the botched execution of Clayton Lockett in April. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU has more.
When Oklahoma inmate Clayton Lockett started writhing on the table during his execution, prison officials discovered a problem with the intravenous line and closed the curtain, blocking the view of reporters and witnesses. Lockett died of a heart attack shortly after. Now, two news organizations, the Oklahoma Observer and the Guardian U.S., are suing in federal court, asking a judge to declare that the press be allowed to view an execution in its entirety. Lockett's execution and surrounding procedures are still being evaluated by the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Oklahoma City.
More violence against Shiites in Iraq. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Erbil that a security force says a car bomb exploded in a Baghdad neighborhood, killing at least 10 and wounding 34.
The latest explosion came during morning rush hour in the New Baghdad district, a Shiite neighborhood already hit with explosions in the wake of Friday's brutal attack that slaughtered scores of Sunni worshippers in Diyala province. The growing violence is clouding efforts by Prime Minister-designate Haider al-Abadi to form an inclusive government that can unite Iraq's Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish factions in the battle against Islamist forces calling themselves the Islamic State. The White House says Vice President Joe Biden spoke with Abadi by phone, discussing the need to quickly form a new government. Biden also spoke with Salim al-Jabouri, the Sunni Speaker of Parliament. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Erbil.
In Gaza City, two high-rise buildings were evacuated before being bombed by the Israelis. One building was leveled, the other, with more than 70 apartments and 60 stores, was damaged. Gaza officials also say at least 20 people were wounded. World financial markets. Asian markets were mixed by the closing bell. U.S. futures contracts are trading in positive territory this morning. The Dow futures contract up 0.1%. This is NPR. Cristobal is now a hurricane. The storm in the Caribbean is being blamed for at least 5 deaths and serious flooding on several islands. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. And Hurricane Maria, a Category 3 storm, is churning in the Pacific, far southwest of the tip of Baja California. At the Emmy Awards in Los Angeles last night, as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, many of the evening's biggest winners are repeats.
Plenty of industry watchers expected this year's best comedy series to go to that Netflix upstart, Orange is the New Black.
And the winner is Modern Family!
Modern Family won again for the 5th year in a row. Just one of a glittering evening of repeat winners, including Breaking Bad for Best Drama for the 3rd consecutive year. That show's stars won in each of their categories, and the parade of familiar faces continued in comedy. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won for her role in the show Veep for the 3rd year in a row, and Jim Parsons picked up his 4th for The Big Bang Theory. In an evening short on surprises, the show Sherlock on PBS did remarkably well, with 3 Emmy wins for its stars and executive producer. And in spite of a lot of nervous joking, none of the Netflix shows won anything. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The number of Americans late on their credit card payments is dropping. TransUnion, a credit reporting agency, says the rate of card payers paying late by at least 90 days fell to just over 1% in the second quarter of this year, and that's the lowest level in 7 years. But the union says the average credit card debt per borrower edged up to $5,200 at that same time. Crude oil prices were lower in overnight Asian trading. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.